Halloween week continues on Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
Yay!
And Brooke actually just came into studio and went, woo, Starbucks!
Yeah. The blonde roast apparently has more caffeine.
Yeah,
I guess so.
It does.
Well,
yeah.
Brooke's about to get even more jittery because before we get into our spooky shot collar question, we need to talk candy.
Heart attack over here.
A new poll found the average parent will steal 5 pieces of candy from their kids on Halloween night alone.
Oh, wow.
Only five? Is that because we're eating the stuff out of the bowl that we're supposed to be giving to the other trick-or-treaters?
I figured you're going to have this reaction.
Okay. Yeah,
I mean, seriously.
Brooke's not just stealing from her own kids either. No. She's stealing from the other children.
Yeah. I like trade out. I give them the crappy stuff from my house. Yeah. And take their good stuff. Yeah.
Hey, I'll give you this if you give me one of those.
Dude, kids don't like Almond Joys. I will take them all.
Oh, those are
okay. They are really good.
Look, if you want in on more of that candy action, you better be quick about it because 25% of kids say they're going to eat all of their candy by November 2nd.
We're setting a date.
See, the candy fairy comes to our house.
Oh.
Yeah, the candy fairy comes and they put out their uneaten candy like a week after Halloween. Mm. And the more uneaten candy they have, the bigger the prize the candy fairy leaves.
Is this something that is like a common thing?
I've never heard of the candy fairy starting to come to other people's homes too.
Okay.
Really?
I mean, it's not just us. Candy fairy is starting to be a thing.
The diabetes fairy came to my house.
Yeah, well.
I'm not allowed to see the candy. Diabetes fairies fighting off.
I hope she gave you some free insulin. That stuff's expensive.
Yeah, I'm hoping so too. Healthcare isn't very helpful.
There's some other important stats here. 82% of adults who answer their door in costume are sad and lonely should be kept away from children.
That's not true.
Only 6% of adults who say, "Oh, what an adorable princess," actually believe that kid is really adorable. And finally, 54% of trick-or-treaters who find razor blades in their Snickers are little brats who actually deserve them.
Oh, so my God.
There's some good news for your trick-or-treating.
Wow. Checks out.
Yeah.
All checks out.
That's a crazy survey.
More good news. It's time for your shot collar question of the day. We got a bucket full of names. We're going to draw one out, see who gets asked the trivia question. If you answer wrong, you're going to be punished by getting shocked while singing a song. So text into 78592 and tell us which one you'd like to hear. Brooke, you're drawing a name out because you had the shock collar last. Who'd you get?
Oh, my gosh. Brooke, Mummy of the Year Fox.
Mummy.
I'm still proud.
All right. Brooke's putting on the shock collar. While that happens, Digital Jake, please read us the shock collar question of the day.
An estimated total of 4,900 Halloween-related injuries happen throughout the country every year.
Whoa.
Okay.
The most occur on Halloween night while dealing with cars and walking in the dark.
Yeah.
But many happen before the actual trick-or-treat day.
Mm.
You need to tell me the top 4 main causes of October injuries before Halloween begins in no particular order.
Well, number one is easy.
Yeah, it's carving pumpkins.
Oh.
What?
I was going to say Brooke biting or pushing children to get their candy.
No, I mean, the first one is definitely carving pumpkins.
Okay,
I mean, your knife, you cut yourself, absolutely.
That is
easy.
Pretty dangerous.
And some of them are really hard to get into, so
They're really hard,
going at it.
I actually saw a video online the other day, which I think is going to help me here, of a guy who was trying to put up Halloween
decorations.
Yeah. Some people go all out and they go on the roof like Christmas time.
Fell off the ladder. Yeah, that's a good one, too.
You know?
I mean,
the only thing reason why that may not be on the list is because not everybody goes that extreme for decorations.
Yeah, but
you
I still
be
think.
Up on the roof.
It's a no, you just have to be on a ladder. I mean, you literally could be 2 steps on a step stool and fall
in
your
house. You could be hanging stuff up inside and fall.
Oh, I didn't think of that.
It doesn't even have to be high up. You can get caught in like those spider webs and be stuck in there for weeks. They get really tangled.
Man, these are really authentic. Shouldn't have bought them.
Okay, so I know for sure I'm locking in carving pumpkins and falling while putting up decorations.
Yeah, that's good.
What about cooking? Halloween cookies or making your own candy, your own brownies to hand out. You know?
I don't think people hand out their homemade brownies.
Oh, you're supposed to do that?
No, I don't think
that's
so.
On April 20th.
Hey, let's get the question one more time.
Out of the 4,900 annual Halloween injuries, many occur before October 31st. And I need the top 4. But before I do, what is that bobbing from the bucket?
What?
It's a golden apple guess.
Spooky.
Tell me something you think is on the list, and I'll tell you if it's on there.
Oh.
Okay. The other one that I was thinking of that I may ask for my golden guess is something to do with costumes, right? Like you're trying on your costume.
A malfunction.
And you trip and fall because you can't see.
Brooke literally had a costume one year that was just a bunch of loose coat hangers sticking out. I think you were trying to be a photo booth.
It was curtain rods that were sticking out from my head.
Oh, they were rods.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
It was still very sharp and like sticking out everywhere.
She was smacking people when she turned around.
I'm going to say you get injured making your costume, DIYing your costume. You injure yourself.
Costume-related injuries are on the list.
Hey, oh, okay. Yes, Brooke, good job.
All right.
So we just really need one more if you already like the
last one.
What about a pumpkin patch? I mean, I know I said carving your pumpkin, but what if you're at a... I mean, those are hilly. You roll your...
I had to pick up a huge pumpkin this year, and I thought I was going to...
Throw your back out.
Yeah.
Did you hurt yourself by picking up a pumpkin.
We posted those pictures of me at the pumpkin patch on our Brooke and Jeffrey Instagram, and people were impressed at me holding the big one.
I was too, actually.
Were you?
What about putting the pumpkin on your head?
Oh.
A lot of people try and do that as a joke, and then
very
it gets
popular.
Stuck.
I mean...
But I actually think from that idea, Jeffrey, I would go haunted houses. Like running through a haunted house and tripping and falling.
Yeah.
It's dark.
Door mazes.
Okay. I'm going to go, Jake, I'm going to go carving a pumpkin, putting up decorations, injuring yourself while making your costume. And then the fourth one I'm going to say is...
pushing kids down for candy.
Okay. True. I'm going to go injuring yourself inside a haunted house.
Ooh. Oh.
About 4,900 Halloween injuries happen every year, and while most occur during trick-or-treating, many occur before October 31st, and you had to name the top four. Thanks to your golden apple guess, number three on the list was costume lacerations.
Yay!
22% of people suffered from that. That's getting hurt while opening the bag or hurt yourself with part of the costume, like biting your tongue with your vampire teeth. You needed to find three more. You said carving pumpkins. That was number one on the list.
Yeah!
41% of people injured themselves doing that.
Okay.
You said falling while putting up decorations. That was on the list.
Yeah!
Number two.
All
right, 32%.
Oh.
Finally, you said injuring yourself while running through a haunted house.
Here it is.
And that was not on the list.
Was it pumpkin patch?
Number four, 5% of people get injured due to allergic reactions or rashes from costumes or candy.
Like makeup or something?
Or like you peanuts.
But I would think that would be the night, not before, but okay. Let's
do it. You're right. You're trying it on and you have a reaction.
Didn't get all of them, so Brooke, you're going to get shocked. And somebody wanted to hear Highway to Hell by AC/DC.
I'm on the highway to hell.
Yeah.
On the highway to hell.
Brooke has now had coffee, she's had some candy, and she's been electrocuted this morning, so she is rearing to go.
Yo, hitting out right now.
That's your shock collar question of the day.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
You ever make a pact with your friends after a weird night where you all agree, we are never going to tell anybody what just happened?
Every night I go out?
Yeah, that's more of a drinking thing.
This is staying between me, you, and the three other people that listen to Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning. Hey, Brooke's mom. How you doing?
Hi.
Oh, my God. She's texting me right now. I swear on my life.
She's saying hi back.
Well, one of our listeners made a promise 5 years ago with his closest buddies that they would never tell a soul about the freaky thing that happened during their camping trip.
Whoa.
But today, he is breaking that promise.
Uh-oh.
He says he has to tell somebody.
Okay.
It's been too much to hold on to just by himself. So we're going to hear it in a brand new mass speaker coming up at 7:10.
You don't know me.
A confession I can't take back.
I am
the mass speaker.
Since it is Halloween week, we asked our listeners to contact us if they have any spooky secrets that they've been dying to share.
Ooh, I like your choice of words. Yes!
Oh, wow.
Dude, I am so in this season.
Yeah. See, I'm not a fan.
Oh, like let's do it.
I'm not a huge fan.
Oh, well.
That's scary.
Maybe be a fan for the next 6 to 7 minutes, because...
I meant of the show.
Yeah, okay. Oh,
I'm just not a fan.
Oh, yeah, me. But we did have a few people reach out to us. One person is choosing to go by the scary name Phil.
Oh, okay.
It's Phil.
Or Phil.
Even if a vampire's name was Phil, I'd be like, yeah, what up, Phil?
Phil.
Friendly name.
Welcome to the show, man.
Hey, how are you guys doing?
Good. So spooky.
Yeah. Phil, you are today's mass speaker. We're altering your voice with our voice changer. Whenever you're ready, go ahead. Tell us your spooky confession.
Ooh.
All right. First, I just want to say that I promised my friends I would never tell this.
You promised your friends?
Oh.
Oh, man.
So broken.
You're the snitch of the group.
Yeah.
Well, it's really freaky. And I, look, okay, here's what happened.
Okay, don't worry. If all your friends end up leaving you, we'll be your new friends.
Yeah, totally. I could use some more friends.
What happened? I mean, it happened when you guys were all together?
Yeah, so it was like 5 years ago. We were like all camping. It was like near this like remote lake. It was like kind of in the middle of nowhere.
Oh, see, I don't mess with this. I don't like already. Keeping secrets and camping, hate them both.
Jose's just scared that there wasn't electricity.
Yeah, so... What about the Wi-Fi?
But this is Brooke's dream, right?
It is.
Yeah, that's true.
It is.
Brooke's such an outdoorsy.
It's my favorite place to spend my time.
So yeah. What happened?
Weird.
All right, so we're like doing your normal camping stuff. Mm-hmm. We're drinking. We're making s'mores. We got a fire going.
Yeah, okay. It's awesome. Mm-hmm.
And there's like another campsite kind of nearby, and they're just doing their own thing. And then all of a sudden, we just hear the screaming, like a child screaming for help.
Oh my God, did you go help?
Oh my gosh, I'd be so freaked out.
See, this is funny. In scary movies, when an adult screams, I'm like, I'm not going over there. But if it's a kid, I would totally go check on a child. So this is brilliant.
Well, that sounds weird when you say that.
Oh, yeah. I meant like I care for the it does sound weird. Yeah. I'm going to stop. Yeah. Would you... I want to save the kids.
Was it coming from like the other campground? Was there kids over there?
That's what's crazy. Neither of us had kids with us.
Weird.
And this is the middle of nowhere.
Yeah. So it's
Lost child in the woods or something?
That's scary.
Well, we didn't know, so we were like, we gotta go look. I mean, it sounded like a kid was in trouble, right?
So, Jose, you would grab a flashlight in this situation and go out into the dark woods to look for this child.
If I was with 50 other people, yes.
If he could hold Phil's hand.
Yeah. And in the very back, then yes.
So what'd you guys do?
Well, we all like got our flashlights and like started looking around.
Oh my God, this is scary. Yeah. But you would have to.
Did you find anything?
Well, we went out to this field, and I don't know how to describe it. We saw this tall, pure white figure.
Okay, like not child size.
It was far enough away that we couldn't make out exactly what it looked like, but it was it looked like a 7 feet tall.
Like and a giant.
Oh, I don't
white.
Like that.
Like an albino Sasquatch. Is that what we're going with?
Like a Larry Bird. Like a big white.
Okay.
Whoa.
Okay, wow. And was that what was screaming, the big white figure?
Well, we had to try to get a little closer, and the closer we got, the more it backed away.
It kept you at a distance.
Did you call out to it?
Yeah, we were like, is everything okay? It didn't respond. I don't know what it was.
Oh, this is freaky.
What was going through your mind?
I was just hoping that I wasn't going to get killed.
Oh. Jose is wondering, is it single?
And where's the child?
Yeah.
I came here to help.
I mean, did the screaming stop?
The screaming kind of came and went. We like looked all night. I don't think we slept at all.
Bro, you found the portal to hell.
Yeah.
You found the portal. The screams are coming straight from down there.
Or you're hearing noises. You're seeing strange apparitions. Did you guys do more than just drink at this campsite?
Yeah, they're doing.
That's the question.
Yeah.
We only had beer, I promise.
Only beer.
Oh,
okay.
Man.
So what?
And we weren't smashed. We were aware of what was going on.
Wow.
What do you guys think it was? A ghost?
I have no idea, but I haven't even said the craziest part.
Oh, shut up. Yeah, you have.
What? What happened?
So we eventually go back to our campsite, and it's like dawn.
Okay.
And there is a doll with button eyes placed by our campfire.
Shut
No!
Oh my God.
Shut up.
It left you a present.
Oh, no, you don't want that present.
Or that was the scream. What if the child's trapped in the doll? Or what if the doll is a child?
I am telling you, we searched everywhere. There was no kid.
So where did the doll come from?
I don't know. And maybe now that you've are you worried that now that you've said something on the radio that you've
reawoken
something?
We are number one for spirits.
It is.
Well, I am now.
Oh my God. That is crazy.
Yeah, another reason I will never go camping.
Yeah. See, what's the fun in that?
Dude, I'm just like, tell me where the campsite is. My kids always love free toys.
No!
Now, if he ever walks by a Chuck E. Cheese and hears like girls screaming, he's like, oh no, it's back. Well, thank you for sharing that with us, Phil.
I mean, thanks for listening.
Okay, man.
Text in to 78592. If you have a confession you've been holding on to, we can hide your identity by masking your voice so you can become the next mass speaker. We got your phone tap coming up next.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
More than ever this year, people want to get out and find some quality entertainment.
Oh, yeah.
You know, to escape from all the craziness that's been happening in the world. And what better place to do that than by going to a haunted house?
Yes. Yeah. It's so good.
It's like almost fun. I almost said it's fun. I'm scared of them, but I get it. I get it.
So today we call a guy who's booked reservations at one of the more popular ones in the area. But unfortunately, we need to let him know it's not going to work out.
Uh-oh.
No. He's still in luck, though, because we're opening a secret, even scarier experience right behind it.
Oh, wow.
It's called the Haunted RV Park.
I think that's where I went trick-or-treating growing up.
And actually, it's not really haunted. It's just full of abandoned RVs.
Oh,
so
okay.
Hopefully he likes it in your brand new phone tap right now.
It's another phone tap. Weekday mornings on the 20s.
Hello.
Well, hello, howdy there. Is this Jason, please?
Yes. Who's this?
Oh, well, myself is Big Rick. Called him from Bullin' Street Fried Factory. How are you today, friend?
Good.
Well, that is a wonderful, sir. It looks here like you booked your ticket online with us for a party of six tomorrow night.
Yeah. It's me and my friends. Is everything okay?
That is why I'm giving you a holler, my friend, because we are overbooked.
Oh, okay.
But listen here. Because we care about you and your spooky experience, we are going to transfer your reservation into our even better and scarier haunted experience. Ain't that right?
I don't know if that, are you talking to me? I don't know if that's right.
Well, I sure am if this isn't Mr. Jason, but Mr. Jason. But yeah, that's what I said. Listen, you know where we're located, right, friend?
Yeah, just off the freeway.
Exactly. So when you get here, you skip the big light up signs and you go right and take a left down to the end of the road where it's dark.
What's down there?
Well, that's our very own entrance to the Haunted RV Park. Ooh.
Haunted RV Park?
Yeah, it is so good.
Is there any way we could just do the regular fright experience I booked?
Oh, you mean the crybaby sissy pants one? You know, my RV park has real life abandoned RVs.
Yeah, no thanks, but no thanks.
Well, I ain't even told you about the safety waiver you gotta sign for legal purposes, my friend.
What are you talking about, a safety waiver?
Well, just in case you run up on some high hypodermic needles.
What?
Or if you smell that ammonia or the chemicals everywhere, you may fall into one of them sketchy trash bags.
Ammonia and sketchy trash bags? This sounds like an old meth lab.
Welcome to Big Rick's Mysterious Meth Lab. Boy, howdy, that's a good name for it. I like it.
I thought it was a haunted RV park.
Well, right. But the mysterious meth lab is our top attraction. Hell, you might even have a run-in with Crackhead Carl.
Crackhead Carl?
Well, yes, sir. I mean, he's not really a zombie, but he sure as heck looks like one. If you know it, because of the meth.
I paid like $200 for the other haunted house for six people, and now you're trying to send me to some old meth trailer? What are you trying to pull?
I am not trying to pull nothing. But I will warn you, Crackhead Carl might sneak up on you, try to pull your teeth. He ain't got none left of his own. You see, so he don't bite, but he may gum you a little bit.
Great.
You get it? Because he don't got no teeth.
Okay.
Because of the meth and the crack. Sorry,
Big
you go
Rick.
Ahead.
Rick.
Yeah,
Rick.
Howdy, Big Rick here on the RV park.
At this point, I'd like to cancel my tickets to get my money back. So who do I talk to about that?
Oh, you're gonna have to talk to that silly Sally Reggie. I believe you know him. He says he's your number one friend.
You say Reggie?
Yeah, Reggie, dude.
Sorry, this is actually Jose from the radio show Brick and Jeffrey in the Morning.
Wait, what?
We're doing a phone tap on you.
Are you kidding me?
You're going to have to talk to Reggie, Fran, because he set you up, bro.
I mean, when I got a call from some guy, Big Rick, and he's asking me to go to his haunted RV park.
Oh, it's a scary, scary park. I will be honest, Fran, I don't believe it is haunted, but you can find Crackhead Carl. Okay, and he does bite.
Okay, I'll look out for Crackhead Carl.
Hold on to your teeth, friend, and happy Halloween.
Wake up every morning with phone taps. Weekday mornings on the 20s. Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning.
Halloween week continues on Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning. And today, we received an email from a guy who just happened to have a very bizarre experience after a hayride.
Oh.
And this happened a few years ago. He thought it was over and done with. Mm-hmm. He said, let the past be the past. Mm-hmm. But unfortunately for him, but fortunately for us, because this is a pretty good story, the past has come back to haunt him.
Uh-oh.
And now he needs to tell someone exactly what happened on that fateful Halloween hayride 2 years ago.
What?
Whoa.
This is a combo of spooky and salacious.
If he stole some hay, I think we've all done that.
I think it's a little bit more scandalous than that.
Is it sexy, too? Because it's salacious, spooky, sexy.
That's what I hear. We're going to find out with your brand new Halloween-themed Awkward Tuesday phone call. Uh-oh. That's coming up next.
It's awkward.
It's Tuesday.
It's Awkward Tuesday phone call.
And sometimes a mistake that you made years ago can actually come back and haunt you.
Oh,
wow.
For sure.
Brooke calls it the entire promo team. But one of our listeners, Eric, sent us an email. He says he messed up bad a few years back during Halloween season. And now he's going to be forced to confront it again today.
What? Did he do a promo event with Brooke?
Yeah, Eric, were you on the promo team?
Hey, guys.
Oh,
hey,
Eric.
He's not responding.
Ew, that worked on him.
Yikes.
Oh, my gosh, bro.
Right. I'm kidding.
Well, Eric, thanks for emailing the show. Tell us what's going on in your life right now. Why did you need our help today?
Basically, it's a family situation. Something that happened a few years ago at Halloween.
Okay.
I just want to go on the record. I am not proud of this moment.
So
I'm visiting family a few Halloweens ago. And so me, my sister, and her boyfriend, we decided to do one of those haunted farm rides. Have you ever been on them?
I haven't done a ride.
Oh, I've heard of those.
Like you get on the wagon and...
Okay, yeah.
Oh, like a hayride.
Yeah, yeah. It's a haunted hayride, like... Okay. Through the woods, and they'll scare you or whatever.
Oh, that's cool. I've never seen one of those.
Yeah, there's like a whole experience, right? Sometimes you can, like, there's zombies chasing you.
Yes, I've done it with zombies. Yeah. That's what I did.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. And like, there's this long line waiting for the wagons because the way they did it, it was like every 8 people or whatever. So you couldn't always get into your group. Mm-hmm. So she said, you guys go on ahead. I'll catch up. You know, they take you to this like little halfway point. You know, and then you get off the wagon and walk around in this, like, prescribed area and all that, so.
Okay.
So you and your sister's boyfriend are on the first wagon, and your sister's on the following wagon.
Exactly. So she said, oh, you two, bond, catch up, you know, it'll be great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's always the worst.
Says Jeff. Jeff has a sister.
Talk to this guy for a long time that you have nothing in common with.
And if you're not best friends by the end of this ride, then I'm disowning you.
So the ride starts. It's fun. Their haunted legend is Huggin' Molly, they call it.
Huggin' Molly.
Interesting name.
This ghost, she was like the daughter of one of the farmers like long, 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 long ago, haunts the place. And the deal is, like, if you're walking in the specific area in the woods and it suddenly feels real cold, then that's Huggin' Molly is going to sneak up on you and, like, grab you and never let you go.
Okay.
I don't like
that's
that.
That's creepy. I dig it. I mean, I wouldn't go, but...
Okay. So what does Huggin' Molly have to do with... Does that have anything to do with the situation you got yourself in?
It does, in a way, yeah.
Hmm. Okay.
So the wagon comes up to this halfway point, and that's where you get down, and you're like walking around the grounds and like looking for the cold spot and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm. Right.
All right.
So me and her boyfriend have been trying to like break the ice and just talk for conversation's sake. And at this point, I think, like, ooh, wouldn't it be funny if I sneak up on him for half a sec and just go, ooh, it's Hugging Molly, watch out.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Okay.
And your best Hugging Molly
scary.
Voice.
Yeah.
But not a bad idea. Yeah, I mean, they're on edge already.
That's what I would do, too.
Yeah.
That's the time to do it.
And so I find a tree to hide behind and then spring out and grab him. We, like, slip and fall into these leaves that are kind of right by there. And we're laughing and whatever. And I don't know how that happened. It just how we fell or whatever. We ended up kissing.
Oh.
What?
Yeah.
What? Wait, hold on.
You and your sister's boyfriend?
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Yeah, me and my sister's boyfriend at the time ended up kissing, and not like a ooh whoopsie, like oh my bad kind of thing.
Yeah. Oh my god, dude, how was it?
Whoa,
it was really really great.
Oh no, yeah.
I mean,
wow. Awesome for you, terrible for your sister.
Yeah.
It was not good at all.
Good promotion for this scary little attraction.
Yeah,
you know, it really brings out a lot out of you.
I mean, what did you guys say afterwards?
We heard the second wagon coming up, and so we, you know, had composed ourselves by the time she came up, but it was just such an awkward thing. There was, like, this weird silence.
Oh,
no.
I imagine she's like, are you boys getting along?
Yeah,
we are. I really like this guy.
I mean, did you have any signs that your sister's boyfriend was into you?
Well, when he kissed me for 20 seconds,
right.
Yeah. That was a decent hit.
But, I mean, before that.
It's decent. But for Brooke, you know, that happens with everybody. So yeah. you can't really know.
Wait, is this like a friend kiss or is this like a romantic kiss?
Yeah, okay.
Make out with anybody.
So what are you thinking? Are you like, are you going to tell, like, did you tell your sister in that moment?
Oh, God. So much of me wanted to. But then, like, I also didn't want to, like, crush her.
I totally feel that.
Okay, so you never told her what happened.
We got through that, like, awkward night and, like, went out for drinks later, and it was fine. But basically, I don't know, what, a week, 10 days later, she lets me know that he dumped her.
But that's okay. I mean, he wasn't obviously that into the relationship.
Well, here's the thing. I recently heard from my parents that my sister is back together with him after, like, 2 years.
Right, because this was a while ago.
So they didn't date for very long. You guys kissed. He dumped her, and now they've reconnected.
Yeah.
Oh.
Man, I mean, this is obviously a really complicated situation. Why'd you reach out to us? What do you want to do with your Awkward Tuesday phone call?
So if they're going to reconnect, and it's like, I don't know, maybe if he's open to women as well, that's awesome. And like, you know, but I need to come clean and tell her if he's, like, in the closet about it. I don't know.
Right. Okay. Do you have any idea? Does she know that he is possibly into dudes or, like, that he's
bi? I have no idea. I don't know either way.
Does she know that you're possibly into dudes?
Not possibly.
Oh, she knows that I'm gay.
Yeah, okay. She's... I don't think there was a possible...
I mean, how many bombs are we going to drop on this one conversation?
Jeff's like, the real call is to yourself.
Yeah.
I think he got
are you aware
to
of what's going on? Anyway, okay, let's play a song. We're going to come back.
Oh, man.
We have some advice to think of for you here.
This is a...
Oh, my God.
We may need to confront Hugging Molly for some advice, too.
Maybe she was watching.
I know. And anyway, we'll come back. We'll tell you what you think and let you make your Awkward Tuesday phone call right after this, all right?
Great.
We're in the middle of a Halloween-themed Awkward Tuesday phone call, and the question here is pretty simple. As a guy, how do you tell your sister that you made out with her boyfriend on the haunted hayride in the woods two Halloweens ago?
Simple.
It's especially weird because after breaking up, they're now back together.
Yeah.
I mean, Eric, have you ever thought that the legend of Hugging Molly actually worked on you?
What?
I mean, she didn't necessarily embrace you, but it got you and your sister's boyfriend to embrace.
You know, I never thought of it that way.
Hugging Molly could actually be the start of a dating service, it sounds like.
It does sound like that. Swipe right on Hugging Molly.
But we've been thinking about what advice we can give you. Brooke, what do you have for Eric?
I mean, I think the thing is, Eric, your sister's going to be most upset that you didn't tell her. That's where you need to start. Like, you just need to say, the reason I didn't tell you is because you broke up a week later with, or he dumped you. You don't have to use those words, but you know. And if I were to tell you, it was just like salt in the wound. Like, what was the point then, right? Because you guys weren't together anymore.
Yeah, it was your fault that you got dumped.
No.
Otherwise, I would have told you if you wouldn't have gone and got yourself all broken up with. Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Wait, that's it?
Okay.
I mean, I'm happy about that.
I think that it'll just help. Like, it'll help her understand where you're coming from. And just, so she doesn't get hurt by this dude, right?
Yes.
Like,
because they're, my whole thing is, like, either way, they need to have a conversation.
Right.
Yeah.
And, like, if she comes at me like, no, he's straight, and then I know there's, like, a whole nother hill to climb there.
You know, if,
right.
I just thought of this. If you can find a way to get your sister to kiss this guy's sister,
then it evens out.
Then, it's a wash. Yeah.
I like that.
Maybe we focus on that.
I like that. Let's get the parents involved on this, too. Let's make it as weird as it can possibly be.
All right.
I feel ready. Do you feel ready, Eric?
You feel ready.
I'm so excited to make this phone call now.
Of course.
Ready as I'm going to
be. Okay. I'm going to die. Don't laugh. I'm gonna dial your sister's phone number right now. And we're gonna let you make your Awkward Tuesday phone call, man. Good luck. We'll jump in when we feel like you need some help.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Hello.
Hey, sis.
Oh, hey. What's up?
Nothing really. I just wanted to talk to you real quick. Do you have like 5 minutes or whatever?
Yeah, I have a minute. How are you?
Okay. How are you?
I'm doing great. Things are actually really good right now.
Yeah? Like what you got going on?
Well, Carter and I got back together, so.
Yeah.
New.
Yeah.
Did
mom
tell you?
Told me that. That's
sorry I didn't tell you directly or anything. It's just a new thing. It just happened.
Oh, like real recent, huh? Oh.
Yeah.
Do you feel like it's a good idea? Like is it going okay or?
Yeah, I mean why are you being so weird about this? You're asking me like a lot of questions.
I'm sorry about that. Basically, Carter's kind of the reason I've called you. I've been keeping this a secret, kind of.
A secret?
And I have felt really, really horrible about this. You remember when you and Carter were dating the first time? And, like, you, me, and him went on that haunted, like, farm wagon ride, whatever, in the woods.
Oh, okay.
You remember that? Us going on
that. That's what this is about.
What?
Look,
what do you mean that's what this is about? What are you talking?
Carter already told me what happened. It's totally fine.
Well, what do you mean he told you what happened? What did he say?
Look, it's okay. He told me, like, you came onto him on the hayride or whatever. It's fine. It's fine. We don't even need to talk about it. You try to kiss him, and then he turns you down, and it's like, I didn't even blame you.
No. Sorry, that is not what happened.
I'm not mad about it, Eric. Like I said, he's hot. I don't blame you. I would have done the same thing. It's totally fine. Don't be embarrassed.
No, but you don't understand. Like, what he told you is not what happened. We basically made out for 20 seconds in the woods. So it sounds like he's covering up of what actually happened, and that makes me really concerned because, like, he has bigger things to tell you now.
Eric, okay. Are you trying to steal my boyfriend? Like, what are you
doing? No, I'm serious. He's not straight. Or, like, you know, not completely straight.
You think every cute straight guy is secretly not straight and likes you. I get it. We've been here before.
I'm not around. Like, we made out in the woods, Sarah.
Okay.
After I did that hugging Molly thing on him.
The hugging what? You didn't... What?
What? Oh, my gosh.
That made it sound bad. I don't know if she remembers that part.
She's like, you gave him what?
Yeah, Eric.
Who are you? Who is this?
Yeah. Sarah, you're on the radio right now with Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning. We're doing something called an Awkward Tuesday phone call with you.
Eric, what is going on? This is so weird. Who's Molly? What was thing you just said?
The hugging Molly thing was on the hayride. That was like the spooky thing on the hayride. So like,
is it like
I mean,
sexual?
Sexual?
Oh, no.
It's not
it was the ghost. It was like the ghost story that the farm was telling that you guys were on.
Although it does sound like a bedroom term now that you say that.
It really does.
Yeah.
But, hey, honey, you want to do a Hug and Molly tonight?
Oh my God. Eric, do you not want me to be happy? Is this why you're making this stupid shit up?
No.
Oh, my God.
Come on.
You don't get it. Like, he's gay, or at least likes guys a little bit, but if you're trying to have a relationship with Carter, like, you need to have a serious conversation with him, because
no,
I want you to end up being some of the guy's ear.
Because my relationship with Carter is totally fine. So this is between you two, not me.
No. This is between all three of us.
Well, okay,
there's a lot of emotions going right now, but yeah. Sarah, the whole reason that Eric wanted to do this phone call to you was because he feels really, really embarrassed about what happened 2 years ago in the woods.
Right, he never wanted to hurt his sister. Like, that was not his plan. And then,
yeah, but that was so 2 years ago. Like, I'm so over it.
Right.
I'm not to be embarrassed anymore.
And then you and your boyfriend ended up breaking up shortly after this incident happened. Mm-hmm. And now that you're back together with him, Eric felt like, oh no, like, I need to tell her what happened that crazy day.
Yeah.
Just so that she knows.
He's just looking out.
And making out too.
Yeah. Eric, tell her.
I mean, sis, like, I just don't want him to start dating other guys on the sly and stuff, and then you're only going to get hurt in the long run with that kind of situation.
Right.
Eric, you're totally missing the point here. I already know what happened. I've known what's happened. So...
No, you don't. He lied to you.
Yeah.
Which is more concerning to me.
Think of it this way. Who would benefit more from a lie? Would Eric benefit more from a lie, your brother, or would your boyfriend? Like, your boyfriend is going to benefit more by lying to you.
Well, you didn't grow up with Eric, and he definitely hit on multiple of my boyfriends during high school, so this is not new.
Okay.
Again, so I'm sorry. He's just looking out, okay?
Yeah.
Just making sure.
Just testing everyone.
Brooke did the same thing with all of her sister's boyfriends back when they were in high school, just to be sure.
Just looking out.
By the way, the last one's a keeper.
I mean, honestly, your brother loves you, Sarah. He really does.
And he hit us up. He was so worried about making this phone call.
Right.
Yeah.
Look, Eric, whatever happened, it happened. It's in the past. But you and Carter just need to get together, talk it out, squash it before Christmas and Thanksgiving.
Okay.
Wait,
I don't know if you want to put him and Carter together alone to talk.
Yeah. By squash it, do you mean a little Hug and Molly?
No Hug and Molly.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
International spies have now found a way to hack our candy.
What?
More at 11.
Candy.
Why are you talking like that?
It's a bird. It's a plane.
Yeah.
It's a flying pumpkin.
What?
You could be next. More at 11.
I could be the next flying pumpkin.
So uncomfortable. This is like old news.
Well, yeah. These are actual Halloween news stories that are going on in the world right now.
Wow.
Oh, really?
The only way that our listeners are going to be able to hear about them is if my co-hosts care.
Oh.
So no pressure, guys and gams. More at 11.
Don't say it like that, because we're not going to care.
Am I the gam?
I honestly don't know.
What a gam is?
But we do have the exclusive details on all these stories and more with a special Halloween edition of Care or Don't Care.
Yay.
That's coming up at 11. I mean, 8:10.
Yeah.
More accurate. It's Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning, and it's a very special Halloween edition of Care or Don't Care. So today, instead of saying care or don't care, after I read each headline, you're going to say trick or treat.
Ooh, I like it.
And I won't tell you which one means which.
Wait, what is a treat?
Let's just get to our first headline. The secret truth buried at the bottom of your candy bag that's going to make Brooke say, blah, 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 not listening.
Oh.
Trick or treat?
I think trick.
I trick.
I don't know. Okay. I care. So
I care.
Trick.
You guys are bad at this. I'm just going to read it.
Okay.
So Halloween is obviously this weekend. This is your fair warning. I have a list of the top four worst candies for your children's teeth. And maybe even you, according to dentists.
Okay. I mean, my kids' teeth are still going to fall out. We're good. Right?
You, Brooke, I see you at the candy bowl every day.
Yeah.
Number four worst candy for your teeth is lollipops.
Really?
They're eating real slowly, so the sugar contacts your teeth for a longer period of time.
I see.
Just constantly coating.
Number three is Starbursts and Now and Laters. Mm. Ooh, really, really sticky. So they pile up on your molars.
The pink ones, though.
Literally,
so
Now and Laters, you can't open your jaw if you get like your top and your bottom row on those things.
They'll like glue your mouth shut permanently.
That's crazy.
Number two is anything with caramel in it.
Anything.
Anything, they say. It takes a long time to dissolve, and it's hard to brush away at the end of the night.
Okay. Oh, man. All right, fun police. What's number one, all right?
The caramel number apples. One worst candy for your teeth, according to dentists, is gummies.
Oh, what? I love gummies.
Oh, no, I know. It's like my favorite, pretty much.
Because it takes a while to chew them, and pieces can get lodged in between your teeth.
That's why they're so delicious, because an hour later, you're like, oh, still back there.
Hey, I'm sour, bitch kid. Still a little sour.
And for what it's worth, the dentist says there are two Halloween treats that aren't so bad.
Okay. Let's hear.
Regular old chocolate.
Okay.
Which dissolves really quickly.
Got it.
And maybe this one's kind of weird. Caramel apples.
What? I thought they said caramel anything.
Well, because the apple part helps clean the teeth while you eat it, so the candy doesn't really get stuck.
It does kind of like brush it while you're
eating. If I have gummies with apples, I'll be okay.
Like anyone keeps eating the apple after you get the caramel part off.
Yeah. I mean, just lick it off and then throw the apple away?
They're like caramel cabbage.
Gross.
Let's see if you guys care about this one. Whoa, that Halloween argument escalated quickly.
Oh, my gosh.
Ooh. Trick or treat.
Trick or treat.
What do you think is the positive
treat.
One?
Treat.
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 Yeah, there you go.
But these fools kept saying trick. Okay, move forward.
But it's care or don't care. So the first thing is care.
Yep, okay.
All right. There's a 40-year-old guy from Pittsburgh named James Gaziz, and he was at home the other day when he heard his wife yelling at somebody outside.
Uh-oh.
Apparently she was angry because some woman had parked in front of their house blocking their driveway.
Okay.
Oh, don't block people's driveways.
So James came running out and did what any good man should. He stood up for his woman.
Yeah!
And he threw a pumpkin at the car's windshield.
Whoa! That's not the appropriate
That's
way.
That's right. You yell at my wife, you about to get a pumpkin to the windshield.
Not the pumpkin.
You know, even the wife is like, it was not needed. Yeah. Like, what are you doing?
But he wasn't done.
Oh!
He went and grabbed another one, and this time threw it through the driver's side window.
What?
And hit the driver in the face.
Oh!
Ow!
What is going on?
Turns out the victim was a grandmother who just parked there for a second while picking up her grandkids next door.
Oh, no, dude.
Granny ended up with a concussion.
Oh, my God.
Meanwhile, James is facing charges for aggravated assault and, quote, propulsion of missiles.
Wow. That sounds like a big charge.
Under Pennsylvania law, a missile is anything you throw, shoot, or propel into someone's car.
Okay.
Let's go to your next headline. Science just figured out why you suck at watching horror movies.
Oh.
Trick or treat.
Oh, I treat this. I do suck at them. I can't do it.
I would like to participate. Okay. I don't know what to say at this point.
Treat.
We're going to call it a treat.
Okay, treat.
So are there people in this room who get scared watching a horror movie?
Yes.
But don't flinch when they hear a scary story?
No, I flinch. I'm always flinching.
But tell me more.
If you do, you might suffer from a strange condition called mind blindness.
Okay.
Okay.
Brooke's looking at me with her regular blindness, being like, what are you talking about?
Who said that?
I'm feeling blank.
Yeah. It's when someone can't really picture things well in their head, so telling them a spooky story and setting a scene just doesn't work for them.
Oh, that makes sense, because I listen to crime podcasts every day, but I can't watch scary movies.
I can't listen to those either.
I'm scared right now. Yeah, I just want to say that.
Okay. Researchers tested this idea, and they told certain people scary stories, and it didn't work on them. Mm. Then they'd read the same exact story to them along with some freaky images, and then it did work.
So they needed
the pictures.
They have to have a picture book in order...
Yeah. Like a pop-up book?
To understand the story.
Exactly.
Well,
basically, they prove mind blindness is real.
Okay.
I think I have it.
Let's go to your next one. Okay, Russian hackers, this time you've gone too far.
This time?
Trick or treat.
I think my computer's hacked, so I treat.
Treat.
Candy corn lovers everywhere should be experiencing peak joy around this time of year.
Yeah.
But if you haven't heard, that joy is under attack.
Uh-oh.
No.
Because the company that makes Brock's candy corn, which accounts for about 85% of the country's candy corn supply, was unfortunately hacked by Russians the other day.
Shut up.
Oh, no.
Yep. They make those terrible pumpkins, too. You know, those candy pumpkins that taste like even bigger candy corn.
It's one of those ransomware texts where they're demanding an undisclosed amount of money in order to allow their systems to go back online.
This has been happening a lot lately.
It has, and I feel like the companies that they target are so bizarre.
Yeah, they're really boring companies.
Rumors were that the business offered the hackers an unlimited supply of candy corn to get back on, but the Russian hackers turned it down.
Yeah.
Anything else.
Maybe they're just haters of candy corn, and the whole thing is like, we don't care about the ransom. We just want, yeah, exactly.
Well, luckily, the whole thing happened late in the season, so it doesn't sound like there's going to be any candy corn shortages.
Oh, come on. Late.
And I need to say that because I know Jose was thinking right after the show, he was going to go to Rite Aid and stock up on candy corn and then list them on eBay for $100 a pop.
Gross. Oh, wait, to flip it?
Yeah.
I wouldn't eat it.
No. Finally, Jeff's joke of the day, trick or treat.
Treat.
What are two freshly married spiders called?
What?
Newlywebs.
The witch thought it was funny.
Everybody's into that Halloween joke. That's Care Don't Care Halloween edition.
Yay.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
It is Halloween week on the show.
Spooky.
It's a good time for spooky confessions, and that's exactly what we're going to be doing coming up at 9:10 with a spooky Halloween edition of The Mass Speaker.
Uh-oh.
But now let's talk to today's contestant for Win Brooks Bucks. His name's Omar from Olympia. What's up, Omar?
Hey, Jeffrey. How's it going?
Okay, so yesterday's contestant hated Halloween. Where do you stand, Omar?
I absolutely love Halloween.
Oh, you do?
Favorite holiday.
Favorite holiday.
What's the best part of it for you?
I guess it would be a tie between the costumes and the decorations.
Yeah.
What are you dressing up as?
I got a really cool voodoo guy costume that has like an awesome top hat and a skull mask and like a torn up voodoo jacket.
Cool. See, that's a good outfit.
I like that you're a scary guy too.
Yeah.
You know?
Thank you.
I'm big into scary Halloween, not cute Halloween. Ugh.
You're sexy. She definitely
doesn't
look sexy.
Hey, Jose. I'm leaving the room.
Yeah. It's scary how bad your costumes are some of your too.
I'm a scary awkward colonel.
Yeah. That's terrifying. All right. We're sending her out of the studio, Omar, and you know the game's played. You have 30 seconds to answer as many questions as possible. If you don't know one, you can say pass, but you do have to beat Brooke outright to win. Are you ready, man?
I'm ready.
All right, good luck. Your time starts now. On this day in 1972, guided tours of what famous American prison first began?
Alcatraz.
In which decade did the Star Spangled Banner become our official national anthem?
The 1930s.
Santa Fe is the capital of what state?
New Mexico.
Cheezosaurus Rex is the mascot for what food brand?
Cheese Whiz.
In a game of pool, what color is the one ball?
Yellow.
All right, got that in. We're going to bring Brooke back into the studio. So you're going as a voodoo man for Halloween this year, Omar. Do you have any kids?
I do. I have three kids.
Okay, what are their costumes?
So my 13-year-old is an inflatable blue ball with no features.
Okay.
I don't know how he's going to trick or treat with that, but I'm interested to see.
Does he actually roll or can he walk in the ball?
He can walk a little bit. I just don't think he can see, though.
Okay.
That is so cute.
I want to see that.
He's
so
like
bad.
A racquetball.
Yeah, okay. Yeah,
what about the other kids?
My 10-year-old is a 7-foot-tall inflatable squid.
Oh.
Yeah.
I hope you don't have to drive anywhere with them in the car.
Yeah, that's a big
definitely not.
And the last one.
My 7-year-old daughter is a creepy clown girl.
Way to go.
And see, that makes her cute because she is creepy.
It's
scary.
Awesome.
Oh, I love it, dude. Oh, your family does it right.
You do go all out for Halloween, man. Brooke, you're up. You ready?
Yep.
Your time starts now. On this day in 1972, guided tours of what famous American prison first began?
Alcatraz.
In which decade did the Star Spangled Banner become our official national anthem?
40s.
Santa Fe is the capital of what state?
New Mexico.
Cheezosaurus Rex is the mascot for what food brand?
Cheez-Its.
In a game of pool, what color is the one ball?
Yellow.
At over 17 pounds, what animal has the largest brain in the world?
17 pounds is... Whale.
All right, answers are in. We're going to the scoreboard to see how you did with Jose.
I mistrust the information that I get from the internet.
Bolaños.
Yeah, a lot of people do. Omar, you got 4 correct today, my guy.
Solid score.
God, I was thinking about you when I was out in the hallway, Omar. I was like, he sounded confident.
Yeah.
I'm actually concerned. I was.
He did really good. And Brooke, you got 1 extra question in.
Did it help?
It came down to a buzzer beater.
And?
You got 4! Swish at the buzzer!
Dang!
Oh, you squeezed that last question in and got you the victory. Here's the answers. On this day in 1972, guided tours of Alcatraz first began. The Star Spangled Banner became our official national anthem in the 1930s. Mm. 1931. Santa Fe is the capital of New Mexico. Cheezosaurus Rex is the mascot for Kraft Macaroni and Cheese.
Come on, guys.
I have never seen a dinosaur on a box of mac and cheese.
In the commercials?
Everywhere.
You'll recognize him from
once
all the TV commercials.
You'll be like, oh, yeah, he's in every commercial.
In a game of pool, the one ball is colored yellow, and at over 17 pounds, the animal with the largest brain in the world is me.
Yeah, I'm going to be a whale, though.
Yeah, it's a whale.
You can't hold your head up.
Yeah, I know. Drag it across the floor.
A very strong neck.
But Omar, I'm sorry, we can't give you any money, but just for playing, you do win a $25 gift card to Target, and you can find pretty much anything you need at Target. But honestly, no one would blame you if you wanted to spend the whole thing just on popcorn alone. They got some good stuff over there.
They got a good selection of popcorn at Target, too.
They do.
They'll have the caramel one. They got the regular.
Oh, that's good.
That's a lot. It's a lot to choose from.
Extra salt. Less
all right.
Salt.
So thank you so much for playing, Omar. Tell your kids happy Halloween. And
thank you guys very much.
We'll be back to play Win Brooks Bucks. Same time tomorrow. Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.